Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lags behind our neighbors when it comes to wind energy. We rank 26th in the nation. We only have 10 wind projects here, but advocates say adding more would benefit everyone. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to neighbors that produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs enticing the state to invest in other projects contribute to the lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines.
But Denisky says the state's wind potential is high. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios, and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for Wisconsin in the coming year. Another challenge is misinformation, that wind turbines are noisy, negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. Denisky says most of those claims are not supported by scientific evidence. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline in this aspect.
He adds farmers who have been hit hard economically in recent years could benefit from gaining an additional income stream by leasing land for these projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers tonight in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. The Dolphins are tough against the run, led by linebackers coach Joe Barry, the former defensive coordinator for the Packers, and Anthony Weaver, who played for the Ravens and now runs Miami's defense, Matt LaFleur.
Their defense is outstanding. I think they do a great job in multiple areas, whether it's defending the pass. It's really tough to get explosive plays on them. So I think Anthony Weaver and his staff, Joe B, obviously has been a big help, I'm sure, to him, and good scheme. So it's going to be quite the challenge.
NBA, the Bucks are back home Saturday night against the Wizards. Milwaukee now 9-9 after that horrible 1-6 start.
We all know that collectively we have to step up as a unit. Individually, you got to step up, and it's just time to be ready. So we know what the job is. It's still the same assignment. We're all pros here. We know what to do.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
The way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the Thanksgiving edition of the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, he is joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist James Causey to discuss how Earl was shown generosity by a man despite the man facing tragedy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And boy, do we have a jam-packed program lined up for you this morning. I want to say good morning to the one and only Luke, who is sitting in for Calvin this morning. Good morning to you, Luke. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It's a little bit of a chaotic morning around here, but we're having some fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you get to a point where there's some people who are indispensable, and you've kind of worked your way into that position.
How did I manage to do that? I do not know.
Well, I mean, it's almost impossible to run the network. And you know, for most people who may not know, we talk about network. That's what 20 radio stations are. And so Civic Media and the growth of it is monumental. And so I'm excited, as always, to be a part of it. And so, as I stated earlier, man, got a great program lined up for you this morning. I want to get right at it. None other than the award-winning James Causey, a columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has agreed to join me. Good morning to you, my friend. It's always good to see you.
Good morning, Earl.
You know what's so frightening to me, man? I've known you long enough that I'm now starting to see gray in your hair and in your beard.
That's a good thing, right? That means we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, but it means that I'm getting way up there, man. You know, everything about your beard and mustache was always black. And now you're joining me.
Well, yeah, that's but I take pride in that. That means I'm getting wiser, hopefully.
Absolutely, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. It's always great to have you on. Every time I have you on, it takes me back to a different time in our lives. But you know, what we always have done, you and I, what we continue to do is we love our community. Is it right to say that?
Yes, it is. It is. We love our community, and that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely, man. So anyways, you know, a while back, I contacted you, a young man that my wife and I have been raising now for 21 years that you are very much familiar with. You remember him as a young boy, and we would always have him around, a young wide-eyed boy who's now a 23-year-old man. And so he was facing, and we were facing, a very difficult situation where he had to be rushed to ICU, and we had spent somewhere around 4 or 5 days around the clock in ICU with him. And he's a disabled young man who has really tough times. He can't really, you know, speak and reason and understand things that are happening in his life. And so we wound up in ICU, and he was not taking it well. And so it was very difficult. He's used to moving around, and for him to be lying in bed with all these different tubes and wires on him, it was more than, you know, exasperating for him. He actually started, you know, physically, you know, pushing back on these things. And so it just so happened that at a time, I think about the third day of this, and he, you know, just could not take any more. They allowed us to have him move around. And it was at a time that my wife was there and I wasn't there. And so she took him down to get some snacks, you know, which we thought would, you know, kind of make things a little easier for him. And ran across this family. And James, I'll let you take it from there. You got to interview, you know, Matthew Cadman. Just what a gentleman that I think is an angel, and his family. And James, at a time when we are as divided a people and a nation as we can possibly be, this was a story that I entrusted with you, no one else, because I knew if anybody could get the humanity out of the story, it was you, and you went over and above in getting this story out. You say what, sir?
Yeah, well, first of all, Earl, thank you for trusting me with sharing that story, because it was it came at a time when you were dealing with a lot, and Matthew Cadman and his family was also dealing with a lot. So the story is like this. Matthew Cadman is a beautiful father who has a beautiful daughter. I had a beautiful daughter named Nevaeh, which is heaven spelled backwards. She was very adventurous. She loved camping. She loved going, making travels all across the country. And she was also a nursing student at UW-Milwaukee. But she also had a severe allergy to peanuts. And it was something that they discovered earlier in her life when she first attended a birthday party at like 4 years old. And she ate a cookie that had some peanuts in it. And they took her to the doctor, and they did some tests on her. And they said that, look, she has this severe peanut allergy and nut allergy. So you have to be careful. And anybody with allergies like this know that if you continue to get exposed to these nuts, that you will, the next time you get exposed to it, you could get sicker. And so, you know, they paid attention to it, but she's a young lady who, you know, is adventurous. And she also suffered another allergy outbreak when she was in high school. And so she happened as a junior at UWM, she wanted to be a traveling nurse. Her father bought her a old school bus that he wanted to convert so she could travel around the country and help other hospitals when they were in a nursing shortage. She went out on a date with her friend, and she went to a restaurant in Oconomowoc. And the waiter said, you know, what would you have? And she was going to order poppers, you know, the poppers that, you know, a lot of people eat. It's like a nice appetizer. And the waiter asked her if she wanted to try a new popper with bacon in it. And of course, bacon makes everything better. She didn't know that the poppers had peanut butter in them. And she ordered it, not paying attention. She took a bite out of it, and her throat started to close up. She didn't have her EpiPen with her. She left it in her car by mistake. And being young, her friend tried to rush her to the hospital, which was like 8 minutes away. And before she got there, her heart had stopped. They were able to revive her, transported her over to a freighter, and they just could not revive her the way that they wanted to. And that's where your family met the Catmans in the waiting room. Matthew was going through a lot. Her father was going through a lot. He lives in the Green Bay area. He came down and he knew how serious this was. But he also has this humanity about himself. Like, you know, little things that he picked up on. He picked up on, you know, why are snacks in a waiting room like $4 for a chocolate bar when families are dealing with these kind of very tragic moments in their life? So he went to the store and bought like $100 worth of snacks and just put them on a table for everybody to have that were going through a very difficult time. And that's when he met your wife and Jabari. When Jabari was brought in, he was struggling, like you said. He was tired of being poked and prodded, and he wanted a Rice Krispie treat. And your wife couldn't get the Rice Krispie treat out in time for him out of the machine, so he provided her with a Rice Krispie treat and then more. And that's when the friendship between Jabari and Matthew Catman and his family started.
You know, James, the other part of this that needs to be heard is the fact that, you know, Jamari started acting out. And so Jamari is not an adult. He's physically strong. And so he started kicking things, and which is what Mr. Catman saw. And he really started, things weren't going his way. And so he doesn't know how to verbally express himself. And so he started, you know, kicking the wall and hitting the wall. And so there were other people who were there and they were looking at this and they were like, wow, this, you know, this is really crazy. And this young man is really outlandish and out of control. But when you don't know people and we're quick to judge, and most people, the other people who were there were looking to get out of the way. Mr. Catman, on the other hand, James, took a risk and embraced him. He saw that my wife was having a difficult time with this very strong, now 23-year-old man who really was having a tough go of it. But for those of you who are just joining us, I'm joined by my good friend and editorial writer and columnist, award winner for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. You can join us at 855-752-4842. And you know, James, man, as you are you know, saying this and I'm reliving this, the tears are in my eyes, and they're in my eyes because of the goodness of this man and his family. And it's at a time, James, when we live in a society where people aren't willing to take risk with other human beings anymore. And we're in this right in the middle of this presidential election where Americans are at each other's throats. And so we've lost humanity in some way, shape, or form. But this man and his family were able to, in the most difficult hour, show that humanity still exists amongst some of us, James. So I want you to hang on a second. 855-752-4842. I'm joined by award-winning columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. He wrote this absolutely touching article that we hope he's going to let you know where you can find it. And it's called "The Act of Kindness at Dad's Darkest Moment Binds Two Families." And I'll forever be connected to Mr. Catman's family. And James, it is because of you in bringing this to light that this will happen. We'll be right back.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Mm-hmm. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show on Thanksgiving. In this segment, Earl continues his discussion with James Causey about how the darkest times can bring strangers together.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I'm honored always to have my good friend and award-winning columnist, James Causey, who is, a writer and for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has been for a long, long time. And we're talking about, an event that occurred in my life that I'll never forget, and James has really kind of illuminated it. So James, thank you. We're talking about a situation that occurred, if you're just joining us, several months back, when a young man and my wife and I raising was in ICU, and this amazing man and his family kind of came to us at one of our darkest hours. James, you were saying, I think as we left off, about this man and helping us and helping Jamari with these Rice Krispies treats.
Yeah, so one thing that I want to point out is that, a lot of people want to point out our differences, this was a time where, differences don't matter. When you have people who are in a hospital, who have loved ones in a hospital, who are trying to care for their loved ones, Matthew Cadman reached out to you at a time when, some people will be just caught in their own grief at the moment.
Right.
And, Matthew Cadman is a white guy in Green Bay. You're a black man in the inner city of Milwaukee. A lot of people would say, what do you guys have in common? Well, what you have in common is love for your family, love for a lot of things. And that's what I took from this. I had a long conversation with Matthew, and we both shared tears over the phone, because I really felt his love in his care for his daughter and the pain he was going through, and how he described how moving forward, people just want you to close a chapter on a loved one when you lose a child or lose a loved one. They just want you to close out credit cards. They want you to clean out their apartment. They want you to do all these things. And he's like, he basically says, it's like breaking a glass on the ground. You pick up the pieces, the big pieces, but these little slivers of glass are still there. And while everybody wants you to move forward, you don't have time to grieve. But one thing that I took from that is that what your wife told me, she said, basically, when she takes the young man you've been caring for out in public, especially in some certain places, some people just turn away. They don't know what to do. They don't offer help. But this was a man who saw that your wife was in need, and he reached out. And I took something from that. And I think we could all learn something from that, that, you know, you may not know what a person is going through at the time, but if you just take the time to get to know people, you'll realize how much more you have in common than you realize.
You know, James, we are in a presidential election right now where this nation is divided. I didn't ask Matthew his political affiliation, and he didn't ask me mine. It did not matter. It did not matter that I'm a black man and he's a white man. It did not, none of those things, which really, James, don't amount to a whole hill of beans. He didn't ask me how much money I had. He didn't ask me what kind of car I drove. He didn't ask me my education, the educational background. All these things that separate us as a society meant nothing. And you just stated it in the best manner, James, that I think it can be stated. And it was about humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got from Matthew Cadman. And I think that he and I are the same. We're the same kinds of people. Humanity is the most important part of all of this. And that's the way I saw it. And when I saw this man, and while we're sitting there, right, he's starting to play cards. Jamari wanted to play cards. And so we're playing cards. And Jamari, just about goldfish is about the capacity of what Jamari can understand in playing cards. And he even changes the rules to that. And so Matthew and I were sitting there, and Jamari was doing this. And Matthew said to me, he said, he reminds me of my brother. Mm-hmm. He said, I have a brother who was similar to that who just passed. And so part of why he was so connected to Jamari was he saw his brother in Jamari.
Yeah, his mother and father adopted a young man who had a lot of issues. And he saw that the love in his brother. His brother wasn't as verbal as the young man you care for, but his parents never made his brother feel any different. They took him to places. They treated him like anyone else, like you would treat anyone else. They treated him like he was a star golden quarterback of the football team, basically. And that's what you need to do with your kids. I mean, and getting back to our differences, you know, I think so many people connected to this story because I think we all realize that the things that separate us really don't matter as much as we really think. And it shouldn't take tragedy to bring us together. And unfortunately, that tends to be the time when we do come together. I wish we came together just as one, like we need to do.
You know, James, it's so well said. 855-752-4842. My good friend and award-winning journalist and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey, is on board. You can join this conversation. We've got a lot more to talk about. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin lags behind our neighbors when it comes to wind energy. We rank 26th in the nation. We only have 10 wind projects here, but advocates say adding more would benefit everyone. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to neighbors that produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs enticing the state to invest in other projects contribute to the lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines.
But Denisky says the state's wind potential is high. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios, and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for Wisconsin in the coming year. Another challenge is misinformation, that wind turbines are noisy, negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. Denisky says most of those claims are not supported by scientific evidence. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline in this aspect.
He adds farmers who have been hit hard economically in recent years could benefit from gaining an additional income stream by leasing land for these projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got was this lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
on this segment of the Best of the Earl Ingram Show on Thanksgiving, Earl and James Causey continue their discussion on the power of humanity and connection. Got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy, I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I'm so glad to have my good friend, award-winning columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. And we're talking about an article that appeared in the Journal Sentinel on Friday, October 4th, this past October 4th. And James, I will say to you that the Journal Sentinel put this on the front page.
Yeah.
And just so people can understand the magnitude of what they thought of this article. You've been around a long, long time. How often do they put an article like the one you authored on the front page of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
Well, it's very rare to get an opinion piece on the front page. So that speaks volumes. But I think they put it out there because when my editors had the opportunity to read it, they saw how it connected in so many ways and it could touch so many people. And it was needed at this time. It was needed because we need to do more. We need to be more civil. We need a more civil society. And this was a way to try to bring people together for conversation, just simple conversation. And, you know, I didn't put a lot of opinion in this piece. The piece spoke for itself. I mean, you have this, it touched people in that, you know, you have this young lady who was a young nurse. Full of life. And it was taken away by a mistake. And her father, even the day after she died, he went to this restaurant because he just needed some closure. So he told me, he said, James, I just had to go to the restaurant to see what went wrong. So he went to the restaurant, he ordered the same dish his daughter had, and he saw in the menu that it indicated that the poppers that she ordered contained peanut butter. And he was wondering, how did she miss this? He also wondered, why didn't she have her EpiPen? And he took a bite out of this popper, and the only thing he could say, My daughter died over this. It was just like it all just came down on him. And he couldn't blame anyone. It was just bad circumstances.
You know, James, I said before we were on break, I said we were playing cards. And so Jamari was being Jamari. And Jamari loves attention, especially from people other than my wife and I, because we've been in his life for 21 years, and he gets tired of us, quite frankly. And so when he's around different people and they show him attention, it means the world to him. And so while we're playing cards, I'm thinking, wow, because other family members came over, his family members came over and joined us in the game. And then I started thinking, hey, we're in ICU. I know why we're here. But then I said to him, man, we're in ICU. Why are you here? Mm-hmm. And he told me the story. And James, my heart broke. Because at the time, he said, Well, you know, they told me that she basically she'll need support for the rest of her life. She'll never come out of what it is she's in. At the time, she hadn't passed, but he was looking at, now my daughter that's full of all of this life, at 21 years of age, we're going to have to, you know, take care of, somebody's going to have to take care of her for the rest of her life. And then later on, he told me she had passed. And James, I'll tell you, I've lost a lot of loved ones, about 5 brothers and sisters. And so I know the pain of losing people you love. But James, I haven't lost a child yet. I've heard, you know, even from my dad, when some of my siblings passed, I remember him saying, you're not supposed to outlive your children. This is from my father's perspective as a man in the 70s and 80s and losing his children. And that's all I could think about when he told me that, man.
Yeah, and just broke. Earl, not only did she was brain dead, but she was also a organ donor.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that brings up this whole different perspective. And I learned something myself about organ donations. So Nevaeh was a perfect organ donor. She was
young.
She was athletic, and she was brain dead in a hospital. And what he needed, or what the hospital needed, is for her to physically die again after they took her off of life support. Because what people may not understand is that you only have so much time to harvest organs to use, in 90 minutes to be exact. And then after that time, it's really difficult to use organs. So they had to do, he had to witness his daughter being taken off of life support. So he had to witness her die in front of him. And that was very, very hard. But through her donations, she's still living on. They used her eyes, they used her heart, and they used various organs for people, and is keeping them alive today. And it's a lot to be said for that. But he described that walk, when you do this donation walk, when they wheeling her down the hallway, and how the nurses were crying and some of the doctors were crying, because this was something that was very difficult for them as well.
You know, James, I'm an organ donor, and people ask me, well, why are you going to be an organ donor? And I'm like, hey, I can't use them anymore. They don't serve any purpose for me. If I can make a difference in somebody else's life, why would I not do that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I know it's a difficult thing for people, but the fact that, because he had to make that decision, his daughter couldn't. I made the decision as an adult that I want to donate my organs, but for a parent to make the decision, James, on the spot, in this little window, he watched his 21-year-old love of his life, his daughter, who's scheduled to do some great things in life and serve people with her life, which meant that he raised her in a manner, James, to understand and to be a part of humanity and to place humanity above all other things. But I don't know if you ever think, when you're raising your child, that you're going to be in that position, that rapid fire, to have to make all these decisions.
Yeah, and that's a very difficult decision for anyone to make. But he understood who she was. She wanted to be a nurse. She was also a caregiver as well. And it was something that he knew she wanted to do. And after she passed and her organs were donated, because she was such a traveler, they decided to have her cremated, and they held this event in her honor a month or so after the fact. and over 400 people showed up. And what they did do is they took some of her remains and they put, gave some of her remains to some of her friends and loved ones. And they told them, if you ever travel to a place that Nevaeh has never been to, please leave some of her there because she loved to travel. And that got to me.
You know, so 855-752-4842, my friend and colleague, you know, columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, award-winning colleague. You've won so many awards for your journalism, man. It would take the rest of the show to even begin to talk about the awards that you've accumulated in your life in radio. I mean, in news, in journalism. But I guess what I would say to you, James, is kind of twofold. When you started having this conversation with Matthew Cadman, I don't know if I kind of gave you a little background about it, but I don't think you could have even imagined the depth of how far you would go. And in your spirit, this conversation with him, you had to be connected. So you wound up connected with this conversation. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, his daughter is 21. My daughter is 21. His daughter has had allergies. My daughter has allergies. My daughter has an EpiPen. His daughter had an EpiPen. His daughter had a podcast, and my daughter wanted to do some podcasting, talking about relationships and things like this. Typical 21-year-old. It's like anyone's child. So if as a dad, it's no way that you could not connect to this. It's no way you could not connect to his journey and what he's going through and what he will continue to go through. I couldn't imagine losing my daughter like that. And, you know, my daughter had a severe allergy as well. She was at Rufus King and she had to be rushed to the hospital. And I shared this story with him as well. And they rushed her out to Frater, the same hospital his daughter was at. And even though my daughter was okay and she was released that day, it was a very scary moment when I got that call at work saying, your daughter is being rushed to Frater. She suffers some kind of allergy. We don't know what it is. And she didn't have her EpiPen.
You know, James, how can people, if they want to read this article, what is the process? How can they get a chance to even, you know, read this article?
Yeah, it's very easy. You could go to jsonline.com and to make it the easiest way to do it, there's a search engine at the top. But when you go to our website, you could just type in my name and it brings up all my columns. Or you could just go to our website and type in Matthew Cadman and it'll bring up the story.
So as we continue to see the inhumanity of our society, James, it almost appears as if the inhumanity in our society is getting worse. It's not getting better. And the separation of us, the peoples of the earth, it's not just the Americans that are separated. We separate ourselves by nations. We separate ourselves, you know, by religion. We separate ourselves by somebody has more money, somebody has more education. All of that is folly, man. We're on this planet for a short period of time. In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. And yet we can't seem to understand that the thing we have in common is our lives, man. And they can be taken away like this beautiful young woman in a split second. I'll give you a chance to respond to that. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Listen, my wonderful brother and friend and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey is with me, and I'm always in high spirits when I'm joined by my brother. 855-752-4842. You can join us.
Yeah. You made me
so. Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On this segment of the Best of the Earl Ingram Show on Thanksgiving, Earl and James Causey continue their discussion on the power of humanity and connection. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back live on Monday. Tune in for another Best of tomorrow.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My good friend and dear brother James Causey, award-winning columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is on the line. And you know, James, I guess what I wanted to say is, we were going to talk about something else. I could not break away. We're going to bring you on next week and we'll talk about the educational portion of it. But with all the different things that you've written in over all of these many decades, where does this thing fit as far as, you know, the emotion? Because you, when they read the article, you can tell that you put yourself in this position, man, and you spoke from the hurt that only a father-daughter relationship could feel.
Well, I'll put it to you this way, you know, in this industry, you're only as good as your last column and last article. But I will say this is one I will never forget. And I won't forget it because not only because of the loss and the impact, but, you know, when you come across good people with good spirits and you talk to them and you share a tear and you know, it's the private things that you share too, that I'm not going to get into, but he was sharing a lot of private moments and I share some of my private moments and we connected. I mean, I consider him a friend. and someone who I would always forget. I still have his daughter's photos in my phone, and because it's a reminder of just how short time really is. And I think when most people wake up in the morning, we think that we're going to live forever. We don't think about tomorrow. We don't think about what if we're not here the next day or hours from now. But it's an indication that life is short, and your life could be taken away just as easy as eating a popper, you know, just as easy as, you know, taking a drive that you do every single day to work. And I don't think a lot of people think about that, but this is an indication that we can't take those things for granted. And it's time to get right. It's time to right our wrongs and make those connections that we failed to make and break down these walls and these divisions that have separated us for so long.
You know, James, it's so well said, man. As I said to you, I knew the moment. I knew as this was taking place that I was feeling this in my heart and in my spirit, that this was a special time that I was living. And so all I could think about was I wanted to get the story out. And I thought about, I said, well, you know, this would be good for television. And then I thought, well, why would I put it on television? They'll give it 2 minutes and you would miss the magnitude of the moment and the emotion because the television outlets could not give the real essence of the moment. And then when I said, well, there's only one person that I know that could do justice to this. And I remember calling you. You had just came back. You had been doing all sorts of things. And you let it marinate with you. You didn't just respond. But tell us about that.
Yeah, it took a while for me to actually connect to Mr. Catman. I gave him several calls. I think he just had to process the moment as well. And I left him several messages. And when I finally talked to him, I mean, our first conversation, I think we talked on the phone like 90 minutes.
I know.
And we could have talked for another hour on top of that. But like I said, you know, when I talked to him, I knew that this was going to be something special.
Well, go ahead.
Now, because he's a special person. You are too, Earl. I mean, again, I can't thank you enough for trusting me to share the moments that you dealt with as well. So,
yeah. You know, James, it was, I never will forget that Monday coming back from the weekend, from that long weekend. I said, I have to share this story over the airways. And it's the first thing I talked about that Monday was this story. And it was so surreal that a person who knew Mr. Catman was listening to the show. And that's how we were able to make these connections. Anyway, man, you know, I love you. And we're going to have you on next week to talk about, you know, all of these other things that, you know, don't matter a whole hill of beans compared to the story we just got through talking about, man. Tell your lovely wife I said hello. And we'll be in touch next week.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. That's James Causey, award-winning journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Next up, I'm going to be joined by Bill Carroll. He is the president of the local council 344 of the Teamsters. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
These arms long to hold you.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.